Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Earlier, I was talking with my bestie, and we were talking about the fact that feelings can own us for years. Feelings are not facts. Feelings are an emotional response to a thought process. Period. End of story. Feelings are an emotional response to a thought process. So if you are going through grief, if you are going through a separation, if you are going through a transition in life, of course, you're going to have a million feelings around that. But if you give those feelings permission to drive the car that is you, you're going to go off the road, my friend. You're going to end up in a ditch. Or like I did when I was younger, I ended up in the gutter a lot of times because I let my dignity and my self-worth take a back seat to my feelings of no worth, of not being worthy of love. Do not let your feelings control you. It's okay to acknowledge them. It's okay to honor them, but it's not okay to let them in the driver's seat. Always, always, always let your love be in the driver's seat. Let love always, always lead you. Hi, Richie. Who's on your heart tonight?
My boyfriend, Mike. We've been going through a struggle, and it's just been eating away at me for a couple months now, but we're trying to work things out.
What are you struggling over? What's the crux of the problem?
His job has been requiring a lot of his time, and he hasn't been able to see me. It's been about 3 weeks since we've last seen each other, and we're trying to figure out if this is something that we should keep on fighting for or if we should just let it go.
What is his job?
He works for a college. He coaches a women's basketball team, so he's always traveling.
So how long is this season going to last that he'll be so busy?
It's one of those things that we've discussed that it's always going to be busy, and it's one of those things if I want to accept it and just wait, because no matter whether he's traveling or practicing, he works from 8 a.m. till 10 at night, and then it's just he's too tired to see me.
So really what he's saying is I don't have any energy to invest in a relationship.
No, but it hurts because I want one and
right,
I'm
but,
doing everything I can.
But there's nothing you can do if he's being honest with you and saying, I don't have any time or energy for a relationship. That's not going to change.
Right.
So what is to wait for? What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to let it go. How do you say goodbye?
You don't have anyone to say goodbye to.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because in order to say goodbye, he would have to be there connected to you, and he's not connected to you. He is connected to his career.
You're right.
So it's not a matter of letting go. It's not a matter of saying goodbye. It's a matter of accepting what is. You're going to have to get to a point in your life where you can say, you know what, whether I like it or not, I need to accept what is instead of pretending and denying what's really going on.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Delilah.
Good luck. Hi, you've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
My name is Kirsten.
Kirsten, I love that name. What can I do for you tonight?
I was with this guy for 2.5 years, and he left me one day saying that he didn't love me anymore. So I've been very scared of getting into a relationship again for fear that someone will do that to me after being together for, you know, a year or so.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
So here's what I will tell you. It will probably happen again. The truth of the matter is that's what our youth is for, figuring out who we are, who we love, what we want out of life. and kisses are not contracts. And even though young people make promises to love and be faithful forever, when you're young, sometimes you are not capable of honoring those promises. I know I wasn't. So your heart may be broken again, but you have a choice. You can either lock your heart away so that it will never be hurt, but the walls that you'll build around it to protect it from being hurt also keep it from being fully alive.
Exactly.
So open your heart. Be wise. Don't jump into something with somebody whose character is not honest or trustworthy. And enjoy all the blessings in store for you.
I will.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
I called. I'd like for you to play a special song. I picked a guy out of an annual 51 years ago, and we reconnected in April. And he came to see me a couple of times. Now he's kind of slowed down, and I would just like to let him know how much I care.
So he came to see you, and then what?
And we talked on the phone for about a month and messaged each other, and then he has slacked off.
Slacked off? Like, how often was he messaging you before, and how often are you hearing from him now?
Every day.
And now?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. So that's called ghosting. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Okay. In today's dating world, when somebody is there and talking to you all the time and connecting with you, and then they suddenly just drop off the face of the earth with no explanation, if they just sort of disappear, that's called ghosting.
Okay.
And what happens is they don't ever give an explanation. They just leave you hanging and wondering what in the world's going on.
Right.
You are fabulous just the way you are. His behavior has nothing to do with you not being pretty enough or smart enough or funny enough or sexy enough. It has to do with him not being mature. He is selfish, self-centered, and rude. Because a kind person would never do that.
So I need to forget him.
You need to not only forget him, but never let somebody treat you like this. Because you deserve better.
Thank you.
All right. Let me play a song for you. Hi, good evening. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Oh, my goodness. I've been waiting so long to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah. I actually, you know, I've been in a relationship for about 7 months now. And somebody has gotten, like, cold feet, like a girlfriend.
Like, how cold are the feet? Are they just a little bit chilly, or are they ice cubes?
Well, I would say just maybe a little bit chilly.
So maybe some nice fuzzy slippers will warm up those cold feet? A nice fuzzy slipper song?
Yeah. We sort of, you know, agreed to take, like, a little reprieve here. And
Wait. You said they were just a little bit cold. If she's doing the timeout...
Yeah.
That's a lot cold, Andre.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if she's doing the let's just be friends right now. Did you get the let's be friends line?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh, good.
I didn't.
Because when you get the let's be friends line, that means I want to be your friend and never kiss your face again.
No, I actually said let's just start over. We moved a little bit too fast.
So we're just slowing it down.
Slowing it down.
Bringing the throttle down just a notch.
Yeah, we're bringing it down just a notch.
How many times have you talked to her today?
I actually talked to her one time today.
Okay, that's slowing it down a notch.
That's slowing it down.
I will play this song and let's hope that it, you know, gets those feet warmed up. What's her name, Andre?
Her name is Irma.
Okay, good luck.
All right. Thanks, Delilah.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Delilah. Hi, it's Delilah. Up, Faith, and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up, Faith, and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.